This is the moment former Prime Minister Imran Khan was shot in the leg. Chaos broke out after the leader of Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf party was attacked.
May God protect Imran Khan. By the grace of God, we are okay. Some of our compatriots are wounded and one has been killed. Please keep us all in your prayers.
Other party leaders were also wounded. Police arrested the gunman, who's reportedly confessed to the attack. He said he wanted to stop Khan from, quote, misleading people. With some politicians demanding revenge, the party's leadership called for calm.
We're all organizing shortly in each city in Pakistan that we find ourselves in as a mark of our protest. We do not intend to attack anyone. We do not intend to allow anyone to attack us either, but that's a story for later.
Imran Khan was leading a slow-moving march to the capital, Islamabad, from the city of Lahore, about 350 kilometers to the south. The convoy hoped to force the government to give up power. Since losing the premiership through a no-confidence vote in April, Khan has insisted he will not stop campaigning until early elections are held. The attack is likely to further fuel political unrest.
Some members of Imran Khan's own party have been on record calling it a bloody march and expressing the apprehension that the march could get bloody and could get out of control.
Imran Khan is out of danger, and without providing any proof, his party's secretary general says Khan told him to name the alleged attackers.
I have no doubt three people involved in this are PM Shabazz Sharif, Interior Minister Rana Sanaullah, and Major General Faisal. Our demand is all three be removed from their posts, and if they're not removed, then there'll be countrywide protest.
Protests have already broken out in several cities. The Prime Minister has called for an investigation and condemned the violence. All political leaders, including those who oppose Imran Khan, have reiterated the condemnation. But that's unlikely to bring down political temperature as Pakistan enters another phase of instability. Shama bin Javed, Al Jazeera.
Let's hear the latest now from Kamal Haider, who's in Islamabad. Hello there, Kamal. What more can you tell us about a statement released by Khan from hospital?
Well, Khan did release that statement blaming the three people that Osama bin Javed mentioned in that report. And he said that there will be more protests if these people are not sacked. Now, it is interesting also to note that there is protest taking place across the country. We have also just been told that tear gas shells were used against protesters in Islamabad. Between Rawalpindi and Islamabad at Faizabad Square. This is an important intersection that leads to Islamabad. There are also serious concerns being raised about the circumstances because what we have been able to see from that footage is a volley of automatic gunfire, which, according to senior advisors of the Imran Khan party, came from a Kalashnikov, and also the arrest of that what the government says was a lone wolf acting on his own with a handgun. Perhaps this was a diversionary tactic. Those questions are being raised by senior journalists across Pakistan. Imran Khan, on the other hand, has appealed to the protesters to remain peaceful, saying that the enemies of Pakistan want to sow chaos in this country and that people should not take matters into their own hands. However, there's considerable anger, and that anger has spilled over onto the streets in major cities across the country in Pakistan. And of course, this would lead to more political instability as the political temperatures rise. Now, Imran Khan was due to address the rally before those shots were fired by the assassin. And of course, he was going to reveal other details, which he said he would be revealing about the state of affairs and particularly the government. Now, it is also important to note that although the protests have broken out across the country and Imran Khan is injured, his party workers are saying that they will continue this march. Imran Khan has insisted. He talked to Al Jazeera a few days ago. We were on the container with him and he told us that there were serious threats to his life and he knew that in case there was an attack on him, that he knew who the culprits would be.
All right, plenty of moving parts to the story. We appreciate the update. Kamal Haider, live for us in Islamabad.